Previously on Do or Dice, we had a bit of a scare. So, guys, it's Trent here. I'm jumping in, as I have been doing recently, and letting you know that this week is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode. The reason being, a little behind the scenes, is that what happened in the episode kind of cut the recording, and it was kind of a weird transition, and there was no way to kind of narratively tie it in from when we stopped until the next time we picked up recording. So it just worked better for the story to end it on a little bit of a cliffhanger, but that cliffhanger comes in like at like 26 minutes instead of the full 45. So there is a little bit of a shorter episode this week, but it's for a good reason. So I hope you all understand. I want to thank you for your patronage. I want to thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time on Do or Dice.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
I'm gonna say that you guys are probably doing a rest for 4 hours or so until the other two finally become conscious again.
Do I have any hit dice left?
Yeah, I have one.
I also have one. Better than nothing. Okay.
Helen and Jensen are conscious again. You notice that there's a slight environment change as you're not in the same room you were before.
I'm going to search my person. Grab a flask. Down it and then stand up.
Yeah, I'm going to sit up, take it in, get up and start dusting myself off. Well, fuck this. Let's go, Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of look over. By the way, your little buddy there, he deserved to die.
I'm going to punch Helen.
Oh, no! Oh, yes! Oh, my God!
Are you really?
Yeah.
Roll it.
21.
That's gonna hit.
That'll get me.
Go ahead and roll the damage. Right. 4 damage.
Yep.
I will. And that's enough to knock Helen right back out.
What a dick.
What would be Jensen's reaction to that?
Did Helen get you knocked out?
Mm. Yeah.
We said something stupid. Yeah, you gotta go. It's a very it made a lot of sense. Helen always does run his mouth too much.
Didn't even give me a chance to explain.
Speaking ill of the dead is the first word out of your mouth.
Right. Although before he got knocked out, he wasn't wrong. We should probably leave.
Yeah, those doors shut behind us. That could be tricky.
Yeah, and it didn't look like there was any sort of mechanism on our side, did it?
We are in a control room.
Ah, good point.
If I know what that is.
You would know that it's some kind of operations center, that there's enough gears and levers in here that they probably do something.
Actually, in the 4 hours, could I have, like, read through anything? Can I read the script that's on the...
Oh, yes. Can you read Dwarven?
No, nope. I don't think so.
Does that hammer not let you read Dwarven? I thought I remember you saying that, but I could be wrong entirely.
No, it has a Dwarven script on it.
Okay. That's the hammer.
Oh. Actually, while I'm reading it, I was blast. This looks like Dwarven.
That could be problematic, boss.
It could be problematic?
Probably is problematic.
Yeah, I can't read Dwarven.
Neither can I.
Oh, that's a shame.
Watching this one side conversation. Dropping hints like a girl on Facebook looking for attention.
Write that.
If only Draconic, I could read Draconic, but I can't read Dwarven.
I can read Draconic, you stupid ball peen. Is that the issue?
Yeah, I can read Orcish. It's similar.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I don't think they're
based on each other. Maybe
now, if you want to go crazy and just start flipping things, that's also up to you.
No, I don't want to call any attention to where we are.
I'd say Helen could probably wake up after a couple.
I'm staying in the room.
I'll just look at him and say, he died. Show some respect.
Fuck you. You want to know why he died? You want to know why? Because I was watching. You want to know how he died? The fucking idiot started calling over the rats like he was trying to summon them, then made that creepy-ass flame turn into a giant rat, and instead of trying to attack them like he should have been, he was trying to make them his friend. And they, well, obviously, bit him to death. So, your friend deserved to die. I'll knock an arrow and I'll pull it back and aim it right at his head. Touch me again, and this is going in your eye, green man. Now,
racist.
Oh yeah. Those same rats killed me. So if your friend doesn't come back, I'm okay with it.
It's good to know where you stand.
Excuse me?
I said it's good to know where you stand.
Same goes for you. Fuck off. Jensen, let's go.
Go where?
I'm going home. I don't give a shit, but I'm not going to leave you here with these idiots.
You can't get home, Helen.
Why not?
Door's shut behind us.
Doors can be opened.
You're more than welcome to try.
Yeah, go strong arm that. That'll be fun.
I'll start flipping levers. We're in a control room. Fuck it. Click, click, pull, click.
Okay.
One of these is going to open them doors.
Real quick. One moment. Holy shit.
Oh, Lord.
On this panel, at the bottom, there are four kind of gears that you can, like, spin and rotate. Above that are four levers. What exactly do you want to do?
Pull them all.
You're pulling all the levers?
I'll stop. Unless someone's going to stop me, I'm getting out of here. Pull. Wait for a second. Nope. Pull. I don't hear the big clicks from the door in the other room. So, pull, buttons. Helen's freaking out. He just died.
As you pull the last lever, they're all going to reset, and you're going to feel a rumble in the ground.
Look what you did, Ordoc. Fuck!
From above, water is going to start pouring in.
Oh, well, guess who can't swim?
Bummer. Guess who's not going to save you?
Fair enough. Wad, right? Wad.
Mm-hmm. And this water is going to pretty much, it's not only coming from here, but you're seeing like streams quickly form from the hallway surrounding
you. Is it poo water or regular
water?
No, this
is clean water.
Well, at least there's thank that. Christ. Yeah.
Until it mixes with the poo water, and then it all just comes with the water.
Which is slightly, already mixed with the poo water.
Slightly watered down poo water.
Behind you, those three kind of like recessed areas with the columns in them.
Yeah.
They're going to open, and water's going to start pouring down into them.
Pouring into them. Kind of like draining into them.
Yeah, draining into them.
Okay.
Within probably 30 seconds, water is to your knees.
There's a control room which has a button for flood it. What?
If you could read Dwarvish.
It just says don't.
What does it say? What does it say?
This is pretty much a cleaning mode to clean the sewers that they would do on occasion. The amount of poo in here is way too much poo. The cleaning has not been run in so long.
Wait, so I might have just solved the problem. It's going to flush out the sewers, wash all the rats into the sea.
No, it's jammed with poop. So it's flooding the room.
Oh, that's why it's flooding the room. Okay. Well.
The pipes are stuck. I'm just going to look at Shall Helen and be like, you want to pull those again?
I'm going to hesitate. I don't know. Can you swim?
I don't know, actually.
I can save one of you.
It's probably something the church would teach you.
Yeah, I can swim.
All right. And I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold the lever. I'm not going to pull it. I'm going to keep flooding.
After about 45 to 50 seconds, it's going to be up probably.
I mean,
about...
I'm not going to wait for him to.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if he doesn't pull it, I'll just walk up and go pull it.
I'm being a dick. That's all.
You're being a dick?
Yeah.
When the water starts getting
high, Jensen's up on these rocks. And one of the corridors climbing the rubble.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm going to let these two
pulling the levers
fucking be assholes. Things.
Isn't doing anything. Water is still pouring down.
Is Bo floating?
Bo's on top of the control panel.
I'm going to push him off. Does he float?
I'm going to punch Helen again.
By all means, go for it.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm angry. And I can't leave.
You're going to be a dick to dead people.
Well, we need to figure out what to do. I mean, going deeper doesn't seem like a good option.
You're right there.
If it's flooding.
Like, all of these hallways had endless chasms. How quickly is all this stuff filling up?
So here's the real funny part. Jensen, Goshen, roll me perception checks, please.
Okay. Why not? 23 for me.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to beat that.
Nope, 21.
So as the water is rising, you're looking over the edge, assuming that water is going to... I mean, you tossed that rock over before it dropped. The water is going to hit the edge and start growing up as though it's running into an invisible wall.
I'm going to push it. I'm going to see if, like... Do I feel anything?
No, you push the water. The water moves through your hand, and then your hand goes past... the invisible barrier.
What kind of black magic is this?
If I look down that, like, it's really dark, right? How deep does it look?
Can't quite tell.
Do you have
it just
torch?
Looks like a black abyss, right?
Basically.
I did, but I fell in the water earlier.
Good point.
All right, everybody jump.
You first. Let us know how it goes.
What else are we supposed to do?
Well, at about this time, the water is over the control panel. The water is probably about up the mid-chest before you guys start feeling the pull to the pipes. Little vortexes are forming behind you in those openings. If Ordok and Helen would please give me a strength saving
throw.
That's
my worst one.
Saving throw?
Yes, strength saving throw.
20.
What? One! Bye, guys!
Helen's going to start to feel a pull as he's being, you know, the currents
fuck,
are pulling.
Fuck.
I'm gonna grab Bo.
I wouldn't expect anything less. Bye-bye.
And now, Goshen... And Jensen, you guys are good on these rocks for a bit longer. I'm starting to see some debris is finally starting to like pull away. And as you see some of the rocks and stuff, the smaller ones kind of fall. I'd say you guys had a high enough. As things kind of go down, you're kind of watching a few rocks and pebbles kind of roll with the current and kind of roll down the vortexes in the back of the control room. You'll see that the wall behind you slowly looks like it's starting to mesh back together.
That's weird. Magic is weird.
More importantly, I notice Helen starting to get sucked in.
Oh, yeah, that also happens. Just fire an arrow at him. I mean...
Do what Helen would do.
I can just,
kill a party member.
Yeah, I don't really have tricks to help him.
I've got an idea. I can get to the control panel. And I'm going to throw my rope to him. And I'm on the other side of the control panel holding onto it. Or I'm going to try to do that at least.
To the people of Agmenesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOERDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Oh, I'll never win my money back now. What seems to be the trouble, friend? I lost my lucky dice gambling and now I don't have anything to play with.
Ah, a predicament. Though fear not, I know exactly where you can get some quality dice for cheap.
You do?
Yes, Easy Roller Dice has a shop set up down in Ironclad. With deals like 100 six-sided dice for $22.95, you'll never run out of dice again.
Wow, that's incredible. You're really smart, mister. You may look like a handsome monkey, but you smell like a man.
Well, thank you. Just for that, make sure to use the code DDP15 to save an additional 15% on your order. Run along now, my unfortunate friend.
Huh? Goshen, come on. It's time to get up. We've got things to do today.
I just had the strangest dream.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use in your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
Now, real quick, as you enter this control area, roll me a strength check.
Aren't you shorter than I am?
Yeah, but I'm smarter than you.
How would you brace yourself on the other side of the control panel?
Because you didn't grab anything.
That's true. Fair enough.
So,
okay. 19.
Oh, yeah. You're able to brace yourself at an angle to get over this and throwing. Helen.
Yeah.
Dex saving throw. Jensen, dex check.
12.
14.
As you throw this, you're good. You've gotten this lined up. The current is just a bit too much, and Helen missed it. And that lunge to grab it was enough for him to lose a couple more feet.
Oh, no. at this point, I'm just going to give in and hold my breath. Because I figure I'm going down this vortex.
Can I just keep smashing controls while all this is happening? I just like keep pulling levers and... hitting buttons.
Hitting levers, pulling things. Everything seems... the glow that the panels had before, after the last one was pulled, all the glowing seems to have dissipated. It seems that when the system is possibly in this kind of mode, everything shuts down to prevent bad things from happening.
Wait, so the water, even if it's clogged up, the water's still going down the drains, right?
This pretty much all the sewers full of poo should not be full of poo. Those pipes are backed up.
If there's a vortex that's pulling me in, these pipes go somewhere, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna turn around and swan.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Okay.
It's going somewhere.
Yeah, probably
right?
Like the elemental plane of water or something.
Yeah, but where? What else is going to happen? We're gonna the room's going
to
flow.
Try to grab the fucking rope again. It's going down the vortex with you.
I'll give you one more shot.
It's going to the ocean.
Oh, no, I'll give you this.
Nah, I bet it's going somewhere fucking magic. Shit.
Am I going to drown if I do this?
No, you already did it, but you're not dead yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough. Bye, guys.
Goshen, the water in your area is high now. I mean, this water is starting to get above your all's heads. It's starting to get a little more difficult to start trying to get a grasp on things.
Can I find a good spot close to me to kind of like wedge my pole against the current at 10 feet long?
Yeah.
That's what I'll do. Because that's what I can do.
The flying man wants to wedge himself. Okay.
Oh, I know I have that trick, but I'm saving that. I'm saving my final trick.
So, or duck. Yes.
Yeah, can't you levitate?
Can I, like, pin my foot with my hammer? Can I just, like, set my hammer on top of my foot?
If your foot gets wet, do you get electrocuted, like if you drop a toaster in the bath?
It's magic. It's not electric.
I mean, you can, yeah.
I guess then I have to... Because, I mean, it's held in with a crystal that's embedded into my bone. So, like, that's probably pretty secure, right?
That's it. If you're going to get secure, that's probably pretty damn secure.
It's going to hurt like hell if it pulls out, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm dead anyways.
That's how it went in.
Yeah, that's true. Everything we're doing is moot because we're all dead.
I've got 5 HP. Like, yeah.
Fuck it.
Well, I don't know, because then I'm just going to trap myself under the water.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Can I, like, slide the hammer and use it to, like, pull myself forward? So, like, set it, pull, set.
How heavy
pull,
is your fucking hammer?
A little bit. Not quite, because after a little bit, because you're able to pull it, it's not able to act as both a weight and...
Wait, I'm going to ask it if it can levitate up.
It did do that once. That's true.
I can, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
I can't bring you with me.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I mean, well, growing in power, boss, but I'm not quite there yet.
Any suggestions?
What? Survive one more turn?
Hold your breath.
I'm going to look at Ordok and be like, hook your hammer on the console. What's wrong with you guys? Don't any of you think with your brains?
No, the water is getting up to about your necks at this point.
Like I said before, is Bo floating? Use him as a floating.
I have him.
Use him as a floating.
A dead body should be buoyant. It's filling with gases. Use him as a floating.
Can I get on top of the console? Like, stand up there?
You're going to say
Bo. Yeah, I think you're going to say Bo as well. It's like Titanic. You could just bob about on Bo.
Yeah, getting on top of the console buys you. It's now up to maybe about your knee.
Okay. Is, like, anything at the top of the rooms or any sort of other, like, raised high ground?
No.
Is water just coming in from these three downpours, or is it also flooding in from the two hallways?
It's coming in. Pretty much water is coming from the sky, like on the roof above you. The ceiling above you. It looks like all these rooms, because there's even a small current coming in from the first room you entered in. And everything is starting to look like it's going either through these vortexes or some elsewhere, or down waterfalls that were in there washing everything out.
Because we can try to make it to the rust room. And, like, that's the only thing that I can think of. Like, if it fills with water, it fills with water. But there'd be less of a current over there. Like, the only other higher ground was back where we entered. But there's, like, 4 waterfalls of poop.
Poo water.
Goshen, at this point, you're starting to lose a bit of leverage because of the breeze that you're bracing yourself against. Is starting to be pulled away.
Okay. I'm going to try to direct myself, so I'm going to pass Ordok when I let go. And then I'm going to let go, and I'm going to try to grab Ordok. When I grab Ordok, I'm going to use my Step of the Wind to levitate and hope that it's strong enough to pull him up with me. I'll use my staff as well to kind of like extend while I'm pushing up to hopefully... If I have to like fat bumblebee float across the water, then that's what I'll do.
Up to 500 pounds.
Oh, cool. So I can grab... Whoa. I can grab Ordok. But that's about
it. You can get Ordok and even have some room to spare.
Which will be Bo.
How about Jensen?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, legitimately,
or like
thinking.
Or Jensen.
How much does Ordok
I'm tying have? Myself off to the console right now. I'll drown here before I go down those fucking drains.
Like, how much does Ordok weigh?
How much does the hammer weigh?
Probably like 250. I don't know. I can levitate the hammer if I need to.
And I probably weigh around 150. So we're at like 400 there. So if, unless
and
Jensen
Bo.
Weighed with Bo, but I mean, I'd drop Bo for Jensen if Jensen weighed less than 100 pounds. I don't think he does.
I'm tied to this console. You're not getting me anywhere.
Okay.
So Jensen's just going to drown.
Okay.
We'll try him here.
I can tell the hammer to levitate up too, so okay. We don't have to worry about that weight.
I would say, honestly, it could probably gain another 50 pounds using the hammer
Okay.
Assist you in some way, shape, or form.
But Jensen's now tied to a console, which is kind of a problem. I will extend one hand to Ordok and try to like point my staff in your direction and see if you grab it. I'm going up either way, so you're welcome to grab it.
No, I'm standing right here.
Okay. We going up as yep. high as we can and toward the rust room.
So this room is about 40 feet tall.
Okay.
You'll see it actually, the openings where the water is pouring down from. Jensen, give me a constitution saving throw. The water is getting to be about above your head. You're being pulled by the current, but the rope around the console and around you is tight. You're almost acting like you're being tossed about.
Okay.
I got it, guys. Swim up through the water, Minecraft style.
I actually had that thought.
Wherever the water's coming from.
Doesn't work when there's
fresh water, so I'm guessing the sea.
Yeah, so I was going to say, this is fresh water, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You said con save?
Swim up the water.
Yeah, con save.
8.
So how long can you
3 minutes? For?
Okay. After about 2 minutes of this pouring, the water starts not getting any higher. It seems to be probably about a good 10, 12 feet deep. And then the spigots above you guys on the ceiling stop. And everything kind of rushes down these drains. All the debris in the hallway is gone. That smell and muck and dirt and shit is gone. Everything looks like it has been washed clean. Jensen is coughing up water on the floor.
Poo water.
The three of you. No, it's clean now. I'm sure that he kind of spit out some poo and brought back in some fresh water.
You got a little piece of shit in your mouth.
You guys can start unlevitating. And Jensen's tied off. And where the vortexes are, water's starting to drain down, and you're starting to hear a click, click, click as it's starting to rotate shut again. This is the thing that Helen just fell through.
That's probably fine.
Come on, Jensen. Be my buddy.
I got bad news for you, man.
I got some real bad news for you. See, here's why you fell down the water. Because you got pissy and you started pulling levers.
Yeah, it's true.
And let me just tell you right now, that kind of just goes against everything I've been trained to do.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I get it. It's fine.
So I'm going to go pour one out for you at the bar, but you're down there.
You know what? I appreciate that.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
Dragons move the sky.